I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Back in March, a 32-year-old guy from Austin, Texas, was busted for making love with his neighbor's chain-link fence.
Ow.
Well, you would think so, get caught up. But, I mean, obviously, it's not like it's a solid wood board. There is a square, you know, linked together, the square
right.
there.
Yeah, I'm but familiar.
It doesn't... How familiar?
Not that familiar.
But it's still not the greatest thing. He ended up getting caught because she took video of him passionately, you know, kissing it. Then he dropped his pants and started getting it on. Well, he was due in court last week for a hearing on his indecent exposure charges, but he didn't show up. So now he's a fugitive on the run, and there's a warrant out for his arrest all over some passionate afternoon loving with the fence.
I would love to see the video of him making out with the fence. Like, I just want to know logistically, how does that happen? Like, does the fence kiss back?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I assume, like, because there's posts along the way of the fence. Like, do you, like, touch those with your hand, kind of?
Yeah.
Like that go over your, like, 3 to 5 feet?
Are you using tongue? Is this a French kiss? Is it not? Like, I need to see. Just that part, though. The other part I can do without. But the kissing, I'm interested.
Maybe she'll release the video somewhere.
I hope.
A 45-year-old guy named Tony works as a salesman at Kay Jewelers in Missouri. And between January and April, he sold about $7,500 worth of jewelry. Then he gave it to his mistress. Well, the bosses at Kay, they kind of figured that, you know, he might be stealing the jewelry. And they contacted the cops. They eventually figured out that he gave it to the mistress. And she was furious. I mean, she was really upset. So what did she do? She contacted his wife.
Ooh, revenge.
You gotta be careful, guys. She had no idea that the mistress existed, and the two of them teamed up to make sure Tony went down. First, they both dumped him, and then they cooperated with the police to help make sure he got busted, and he was just arrested for the theft. They were able to, you know, like, put the story together. I'm like, yep, it's true.
This is amazing. This reminds me of that movie that had Cameron Diaz in it and Kate Upton, and what's her name, Leslie or something, that other chick, and they all find...
All the women.
Is it called The Other Woman? I don't remember, but it's amazing because they're all cheating, or they're all dating
the same guy.
Who's married to one of them, and then when they all find out about how much of a dog he is, they all team up and just ruin his life, and it is one of my faves.
I it's not right, but I'm almost impressed by guys that are able to pull this off for a little bit, because, like, it was hard enough for me to get, like, one girl to date me when I was single, let alone, like, to play two or three women. It's like, how are you able to do that?
I feel like you'd accidentally call one of them the wrong name.
Yeah, her name's Susie. Be like, hi, Ashley. I mean, oh, crap!
Yeah.
Crap. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, if you're gonna run from the cops, first of all, you shouldn't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't do what this guy did and steal the slowest vehicle possible. 33-year-old guy named Travis Campbell from New Orleans stole a steamroller from a construction site where he used to work last week.
This sounds like Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. How's the rest
there
of it
is
go?
There is a steamroller named Rolly, I think.
Which that would make sense. Rolly, okay.
That's his name, I'm pretty sure.
Well, let's just say the cops started chasing him on Rolly. So Travis gunned the steamroller to its top speed, which is, if you're wondering, it's 8 miles per hour. Which is scary, because that would be able to catch me. Like, that'd be the slowest death if somebody's chasing me down in a steamroller.
Ew.
I'm like, no!
I would hate to be squished by that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't even think about that.
Ew.
Like that, what's that? Oh my gosh. Is it Roger Rabbit? I can't think of the movie though, but like I think he steamrolls the guy. The cartoon animated thing? I'm like, oh, that just sounds painful. Shockingly, the cops were able to catch up with him and he was arrested for theft. But would you want to make that arrest though? Because like if you trip or fall, that thing's going to run you over.
No
like,
way.
I just assume you tase the guy, let him fall off, and then he'll roll over himself.
That's a good one.
Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.